Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy upon me, O Yah, for I am weak. O Yah, heal me. Psalm 6, verse 2.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome back, family, to Cole Elohim here with Ibrid Culture. I'm your brother, Ari Al, once again, to continue the journey we have been on for these last, this is the fourth week so far. So we continue the journey of strongholds, family, and prayerfully, Yahweh is opening up our lives to ourselves, and we are looking in the mirror and seeing where Hasatan and the adversary have got a stronghold on us, or even ourselves, who have put us in our own, in some of these predicaments. Even ourselves, hopefully we are looking at those things and fine-tuning them and getting them out of there, combing with a flashlight, doing any and everything we can to remove these strongholds, to remove these strongholds. Let me open up with a prayer real quick, family, before I get to talking. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Shalom, Abba Yah, Shabbat Shalom, Yisra'al. Abba Yah, come before you once again on behalf of Yisra'al, Father, beseeching you for your mercy, Father, and thanking you for your mercy, Father, thanking you for your son, Yahushua, Father, who has laid down his life for us, Father. Father, ask and pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, that may it be spiritual, may it be physical, may it be mentally, Father, that you touch them, that you heal them, Father, that it be your will, Father, that you see them through, Father, all those who are taking hold of the covenant, Father, even those of the family members, Father, of those who have taken on the covenant, Father, because we do have family, Father, who does not walk this walk, and we worry about them too as well, Father. So keep our minds in shalom, Father. May those who are around us, our loved ones, be in shalom. Those who are around us be covered by you, Father. Even though we don't deserve it, Father, we ask for you for your covering, Father, for your blood to be abroad in each and every one of us and our family members, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me get my mind. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, here we go once again, family. Prayerfully, again, we got something out of last week. It was a powerful lesson that Abba gave us. It felt personal, though, really. It felt personal. It felt that Abba Yah is, which we all know, he's very involved in our life. Very involved in our life. And take notes. Take notes in our lives. You take notes. And just, he loves us. Man, ain't no other way to say it. Ain't no way I could dance around it. Ain't no way that I can try to just beat around a bush and just come out. He loves us. But as any parent, he just want us to do right. And I would dare say that he's proud of us at times. You know, he'd be proud of us. And me and Brother Harwell was talking yesterday, and we were just talking about all this foolishness that's out here in the world, right? And that's how I felt. I was like, man, I love that Yahweh. I love where Abba has placed me. I love it. I love from the oldest to the youngest, all members of that Yahweh. I love it. Love y'all. I love y'all. And I love the different characters within the family, you know, because we are family. We all have different characters. We all bring something different to the table. Yes, we have our differences at times, but at the end of the day, we know that we are family, so we have to put those aside because Abba commands us to put those aside. We know that we can't even come to like the day to an altar if we haven't ought with one another. And one of the things me and the brothers come up is every family, everyone within that Yahweh, and if you're not a part of Bet Yahweh, prayerfully, you're in the same boat. That we strive to live for Yahweh. We strive to live for Yahweh. And the messy houses is has been said a few years back. I remember the brother bringing that out, that the house is messy. And it wasn't the whole house as a whole. It was individuals, you know. But the bottom line is, that's not saying or negating that they still have a heart to serve Yahweh, that Yahweh still have a heart to serve Yahweh. Those who come to service each and every Shabbat, those who come to service each and every time that is permitted for them, and the women that may be in their time that they know they can't come. But if they're not there, their minds is there, that they're not home, just home and happy home and just living and doing anything they want, that their mind is still on the Shabbat, they still is dwelling within the Shabbat unless there's an emergency. Abba takes notes of all that. He takes notes of all that. And he's proud of us. And if there, Todaki, if there's a false doctrine or a fond doctrine that pops up inside the assembly, it gets taken care of with the quickness. We will not allow nobody from outside of the congregation to come in and bring in foolishness. It may be dealt with. It will be dealt with the swiftness. I saw many times brothers trying to come in there and bring in some strange doctrines. Brothers jumped up. The watchmen jumped up and cut it down with the quickness. They didn't play. And that's love. That's love. You know, and I know some people are like, well, sometimes the lessons that Abba give me, they may come off as a little harsh, but it's love. It's love. Abba give me a word, I got to speak it. Well, I'm held accountable for that. Trust and believe, the word comes to me first and then goes out. And I had to chuckle at myself last week when I talked to Brother Mario. I was like, man, I know them people. Like, man, who was that? This Shabbat before, last Shabbat evening, I'm boo-hooing on the phone. I'm crying, you know. And next Shabbat, the very same day, fire coming out. Like, hold up, man. And that ain't the same brother right there. Fire, boo-hooing one night, and next day, fire coming out. Well, that's Abba. That's Abba. I'm trying my best to get in tune with his spirit and move as he moved me. Because I don't want to, as any other Marae, want to lead the people astray or get up and say anything that come out of their mouth and their mind. But as a whole, we protect one another. We protect one another, especially when it comes to that word. Especially when it comes to that word. We don't let no foolishness come in. From no side, no angle. And Abba takes notice. He loves us. He's proud of us for that. Kadet Yahweh is one of those, I don't know about no other, that follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. We may be off for a minute of one little thing, but Abba, he winks at that. But when it comes to our attention, the leader, Rabbi, has no problem saying, you know what, we will not lose the Star David no more. And I love the Star David, but we will not lose it. We come to find out this pagan, we can't do that no more. And no matter if we have ties to it in our soul, then the tie to Yahweh should be stronger. You know, just like when Brother Mariel, Yahweh gave him the understanding of Hanukkah about 5 or 6 years ago, probably a little longer than that. I'm thinking, I don't know what I was saying. But it's in the archives. He gave us the understanding of Hanukkah. Hey, that's not what they're teaching out there. Go back and read it, and you'll see the true story of our Hanukkah, man. You know what? We can't celebrate Hanukkah like that. Came down. We had no problem changing it. No problem changing, moving. Because Abba Noah understands that in these, last 5,000 to 6,000 years, that his word has been changed and his word has been moved over here, and hostile tongue is scrambling the minds of people. You know that. Follow his spirit, his ruach. It will lead you and guide you to all truth. It will put you back on the right path. At one time, we would just say Yahshua. Now we come to understand it's Yahushua. That's growth. There should not be not one, quote-unquote, Israelite camp out there that is not growing and not changing. Because that's Abba's word. It grows. He only gives us this much for this little bit of time so we can see if we're going to even do that much. If we're willing to follow that much at this little bit of time, then he gradually feeds us. Brother Shaul put it like this. How can I give you strong meat when you have not moved from the milk of the word yet? Then that means there's process. There's stages in the word. There's stages in being a believer. If we understand that, you know, watching Israel today, oh, man, you just like, you weep for your people because they grabbing at everything. They pulling at everything. Israel truly believed, some parts of Israel anyway, that Saturn and I don't know whatever thing it was, the moon or whatever, Saturn was supposed to come so close or do something that they was going to get superpower. This Israel, that they was going to get superpower. And there's nowhere in the world, in the word, that we can go back and say, you know what, right here, the scripture says if Saturn comes so close that we're going to get superpowers because that's in the word. But the brother, Harvel, Yahweh gave him a teaching maybe last year or something, yeah, last year, that there is no other. So how is it that Israel is still holding on to these things that there's other planets out there? I have no clue. There's no other planets out there. I had to go back this week and I reread the book of Enoch or had it played back and listened to it. And I did not hear not one place in there that the Melech king, the angels, had to go and move this planet or do something for this planet or other planets besides Earth and do work on that. And they talk about that. They talk about a snow house. They talk about the stars and their alignment. They talk about the moon and its alignment and its course. They talked about the sun and its course. It talked about the hail. Talked about the rain. Talked about the wind. They talked about all these things. But I did not hear it say nothing about another planet. Nothing about another planet. Did not hear or read in nowhere in the scripture, in the word, that they're talking about another planet out there. Sun, moon, and stars were made for what? Here, the earth. That's it. Made for the earth. It doesn't talk about other planets out there. So how, as Israelites, they are grabbing on to these things. Grabbing on to these things and teaching it as if it's word of Yahweh. As the word or the spirit came to them and told them this. But we know there is an adversary. We know that there is an accuser of the brethren. Watch this video this week, sent to the rabbi and Brother Harv, no, sent to all of Kohanim, and it's congregation. Started off good. But they had, inside the sanctuary, their worship, they running around in the sanctuary with machetes, talking about we bind every spirit swinging and cutting in the air with machetes, and it hurt your feelings as an Israelite, because I watched this young group grow. I watched when they first came in grow, but it's like they got to the point where Brother Shaul said, "Who have bewitched you?" And that's what's happening to a lot of Israelites. They're coming in and they're being bewitched. They're being taken off the path. Because there's nowhere in there talks about you got to run around the and cut in the air with knives in the sanctuary. Mind you, in the sanctuary. Knives in the sanctuary. And everybody is just running around in a circle. And it baffled me, right? And like, my goodness. You think you're serving the Most High? In actuality, they did. And it made me thankful and grateful for where Abba had me. Because it's only by the grace of the Most High that he puts us where he wants us to go. It's only by his grace. That's it. There's no real big happenstance that I ended up at that Yahweh, that was the will of Yahweh guiding me. Actually, I had a choice when it came down to which way I went. I had a choice. I knew at the time that I was taught of Christianity and saw the lies and the foolishness and that. So I was searching and looking for the Most High. And one of the brothers that pulled me on his way was Brother Kenny, and he would talk to me for at least 10 years before I even started walking this way. And he sent me to, because Israelite at university where I worked at. There was an Israelite, his name was Hurl, and there was an Israelite, his name was Sean Barrett. But the Israelite that name was Hurl, he was with the angry camp. Right? So that's where he went. And you know, Brother Sean, Brother Harvell, he was with that Yahweh. Matter of fact, when he first came in the door, we used to make fun of him because he walked in there and he had the all black suit on with the payers, the locks on the side of his head and the yarmulke on, the white Z's and the whole black Jew look. And man, we crack jokes on him, something terrible. Now, knowing that, obviously, that's the way you're going. The foolishness of man, though, that was me and my youth. But because of Kenny and we talking to him and sitting under him and listening to him, and he was like, matter of fact, it was me and Hurl. He sent Hurl to the Hebrew Israelites. And he sent me to Brother Sean. And the crazy thing is, was always talking about Brother Sean. He run, he thinking he one of them Edomites. He an Edomite lover. He look at him, try to look. But if you feel that bad about this brother looking like an Edomite, what you called the Edomite at that time, why would you send me there? Because he had nothing to do with it. It was Abba. And that's one of mine. Sent him over that way with that Yahweh. It was funny because the first day I went and I talked to Sean, and we talked in Gdaski for about 2 hours. I was at work with me up there talking about the word for 2 hours, and he invited me to his congregation. And I got up and I put on my Sunday's best. You know, I'm going to Sunday church. I didn't know what the Hebrew Israelite, what they wore, so I put on my Sunday's best. And we went to Sister Mather's house over there on Hamilton, first time and last time I was there, but not saying the last time I came to service. But we pulled up, went in the side door or back door. I know I went in and down steps. And you know, red flags going off. What in the world down here? What's going on in down here? I get down there, women with their face covered, their head covered. My first reaction, what in the world going on down here? Because in my mind, I'm thinking churchianity, Christianity. I didn't have no clue. A little man started talking. I started listening, and Yahweh started speaking to my spirit. 21 years later, hallelujah, here I am. Still here. But I'm proud to be where I'm at. Love where Abba has took me. Love the growth and the pains and the cuts and everything that Abba have took us through. You know, we've been through a lot, but we have always grown. We have always elevated within the spirit. Always, always elevated in the spirit. Hallelujah. And that's Abba. If you pay attention to the word, he moves you through his word, and he elevates you in your ruach, in his word. He elevates us in our work. And as me and Rabbi, we talked a little earlier, and I had to ask him a question. And you want that power. Because Israel, they want a power. Here's the thing. Do we believe the word of Yahweh or we don't? Because, yes, Yahweh, me and the brothers, we made jokes about getting that power. But do we believe that Abba can give us that power? Do we believe in the word of Yahweh that a man outran a horse? All that Batman Flash today. They have took a cartoon and made a cartoon character out of that man. They called him Flash, right? But Brother Elijah outran a horse. He outran a horse. The horse had a head start. That power or not? Do we believe it? They say Shimshon, not Shimshon. Yeah, Shimshon. Samson took and beat 1,000 men. The jawbone. If you watch every action movie today, even if you start back when we was kids, you watch Black Belt Theater. When one man was whipping all these men, where did they get that idea from? One man, one human being can be so bad. He beat a whole lot at one time. Where did mankind get these ideas from? Do we believe Samuel took a jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 men? 1,000 men. Do we believe that? That's power. That's supernatural power right there. Do we believe it? Do we believe it, though? How did these Israelites get so bewitched that they have to think that something in the heavens is going to come so close that that's going to give you the power? Creator, but the elements got to come together and give you that power. And we have so many stories like that within the word of Yahweh. So many stories like that power, that supernatural power. Supernatural power. Yahweh gave Brother Kepha the power of life and death. Do we believe that? Do we believe the story of Ananias and Sapphira? When they lied to the Holy Spirit, but who was there? It was Kepha, Brother Peter. Today, your soul, you ain't go with your husband. You lied to the Holy Spirit. Oh, give me that. Your spirit is back up in heaven now. Believe these things. Do we believe it? That the word of Yahweh will give us each and everything that we need. We don't need nothing strange, no strange fire. We don't need that. We don't need nothing extra. All we need to be is obedient to the word of Yahweh. That's it. Be obedient to his word. Be obedient. We're going to read a few things today. We won't get into it. And this is a continuation of where we was. And I believe it was two. It was two. It's going to be a continuation. The stronghold, what's hidden in your heart. What's hidden in your heart. But we're going to go through something Brother Yaquiel mentioned in Rosh Kodesh. You know, when he talks about how that, yes, it is. We do talk about the blood. But it's something that's just as important as that blood, or going out at the same time. We're just going to read a little story about that, and then we're going to continue on in the lesson. That's in the lesson. But let's start off where we usually start off at, in Hazan. Amen. Amen. The brother said they're trying to come another way. That's right. But here's the thing about that. There are other ways. Come another way. It's in the kingdom, but there are other ways to manifest power. World system. Called them a thief and a robber, and a thief and a robber cannot enter into the kingdom. He didn't say that you can't do it. Other ways to bring about or manifest power in this world. There are other ways. There are ways, there are rituals that we can do to summon demons and angels. Even a ritual that you can do to dispel an angel or a demon. We learned. How to get rid of an unclean spirit that was killing this young woman. So we learned that in that he gave him a ritual, gave him a way to expel the demon, but he came back. So what really took place is the demon, the angel had to go and take that demon that the scripture says and throw him down into Egypt. And that was for that time. But now, as what Yahushua did, you don't have to do that ritual to expel an unclean spirit. You don't have to do that. Because there's something happened. There's something took place. Authority given to the sons and daughters of Yisrael to keep that covenant. So we're going to start in Revelation 12 again, as we usually start. But let's start in 10. Let's read the 10. Start at 10 first, because we're talking about this power, right? Talking about this power. Did Yahweh give power to the children of Israel? Did Yahweh give power to those who keep His commandments? To those who have the testimony of His Son? Did He give that? And this is picking up in 10, and the backdrop to this is the war of what was up in heaven, and Satan was kicked out. Michael, kicked Satan out, and now this is starting off after he got kicked out. If you want, go and read the whole chapter in your own spare time. And they heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of Almighty One, and the power of His Mashiach. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before Almighty One day and night." Let's unpack that. Let's get inside that, because that's saying a lot there. Because Hasatanus did what he did. Okay, Aki. Hasatanus has did what he did, and now that salvation, something else was done. Yahushua laid down His life, gave up the spirit, right? But because of that, this is what happened. "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation." Why? Because Yahushua laid down His life. He gave up His blood, right? "And strength and the kingdom." Salvation and strength. Let's look up this word strength, because we're going to talk about this power, right? Let's look that word up. And the crazy thing is sometimes we got to go behind. And that is dunamis. And that is in your Greek concordance, 14:11. Salvation and a force has come to the believers, right? We understand, and keeping it in context, it's talking about the believers, right? Literally or figuratively, especially a miraculous power. Hold up now. So you mean to tell me we ain't got to wait for some siren or something out in the heavens to come to give us some type of miraculous power, some type of superhuman thing? We ain't got, it's already here. Not to do nothing. Wait. This every 800 years to get this thing. Came up to him and said, "Well, I know you into that Australia." "No, I'm not into that. Yeah, you heard about this, the Saturn and the moon and all that." "No, I ain't hear about it. Tell me about it." "Yeah, it's supposed to happen every 800 years that this happened." My question to him was, "Well, who did the count? Who was out there counting that long? And the first thing, when the first happened, who saw it? Who did you see it with? 800 years ago, what did you have on the planet to see way out there in the sky?" What you have? And he had to sit there and look. "I never looked at it like that." Right. You just took what they said and ran with it. But this says a miraculous power. has come. Salvation has come, and the miraculous power has come. Same thing was on Brother Elisha. The exact same thing was on Samson. When these brothers did these extraordinary things in the earth. Judah Maccabee. The exact same thing. It's already here in the earth. Already been here. You don't got to wait for nothing out in the skies. Something like you're nothing. You have to calculate. I got to pull that back because we know in Shavuot, or what they call Pentecost, that you had to count, right? Weeks, right? So but what happened on that day? Spirit landed on Brother Kepha. They thought he was high. It was there. They didn't have to do. What they had to do was obey Yahweh. Follow his Torah. Get what you got. You get what you're looking for. You get what you're looking for. A miraculous power, usually by implication, a miracle itself. Ability, abundance, meaning, might, and so on and so on and so on. If you want it, it's there. I'll go back. And the kingdom of Almighty One, power of his Mashiach. And you look at word up power, it's almost talk about the same thing. And that is Strong's Concordance in the Greek sections, 1849, and that is exousia, exousia, in the sense of, again, in the sense of ability, privilege, i.e., subjectively, a force, capable, kept, I'm going to tear that one up, compensacy, freedom, or objectively, mastery, concretely, magistrate, superhuman, superhuman, and who? Yahushua HaMashiach, power of Yahushua HaMashiach, his anointed, Yah's anointed. Yeah. All wrapped up in Yahushua HaMashiach. Everything is wrapped up in Yahushua HaMashiach. Everything in Yahushua HaMashiach. Everything we need for the battle. Everything. Everything we need for the battle. That's finished. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before Almighty One day and night. Day and night. We know who the accuser is. We know. Hallel, Hasatan, Satan. Right? We know that. But remember we talked about our brother Achan back in the book of Joshua, how Abba is paying attention to us. So who else is paying attention to us? If he's running back, who else is paying attention to me, to you, and every other believer on the face of the planet? And here's the thing. We might hold up now. That's too much for Hallel. That's too much. He can't pay attention to all of us running around here. All these millions and billions of human beings. He ain't got that type of people. That many. Ain't that many of them running around. Running every minute. Say he accuses day and night the believer. Not that many believers. So he got that type of time. But let's narrow it down. Let's see what the scriptures say when we look this up. Because you're right. There's billions of people. What? 8-9 billion, I don't know. Between that, 8 and 9 billion on the planet. But how many believers there is? How many true believers there is? How many believers that fall in this category that has the commandment of Yah and the testimony of Yahushua? They are the ones that he go and accused day and night. Matter of fact, let's do this. Hope y'all with me. We're going to say, which accused, right? So just look up that word, accused, right? And that is in your Greek concordance, 27:25. And that is kate your groves. I'm going to tear that one up, family. And that is against one in the assembly, i.e. complaint at law. What? One in the assembly, foremost, that is in the assembly that he has his complaint against. Then we should know by now, because it was taught to us years ago, but it was passed down, that we are in a courtroom. That is how the world is looked from the eyes of Yahweh. We are in a courtroom. You have a prosecutor and you have a defendant lawyer, right? We know Yahushua, he is the defendant, right? And we know who Hillel is. He is the prosecutor. He is the one that bringing the case towards you. Every court case, it is Sean Kelly against the state of Maryland. No one care who you are. Whatever state you're in, whoever you are, against the state of California. Hillel is the same way. Ariel against the state of Hasatan, against the state of state. Right? Because he's going right back everything I do. And you know what? He ain't going with it. He ain't like these people out here. He have knowledge of the Torah, so he's going back with Torah. Abba, right here. Judges chapter 1, verse 3. I do not know what that says. This is where Ariel broke your Torah. You said he belonged to me. Yahushua does this. I object, Abba. I die for him. Hallelujah! What happened? Each and every day. Because there's not a whole bunch out there that's keeping Torah and watching Yahushua, have the testimony of Yahushua. So it's a very small group. And I know that we look at what Brother Yaconi said in the same book that we in, Hazan, that when you go to the 144,000, that there was a number that no man can see. And you know what Abba showed me about that, thinking about that earlier, was think of Brother Yaconin and where he was in that, right? Where his mind was. Now you take Brother Yaconin and you put him on the Capitol Mall, right? And if he saw the 2 million man march, because it was a million man, million there, but it's two million. Would Brother Yaconin say, wow, that's a number that no man can number? Because at that time, Brother Yaconin, like, man, I ain't never seen that many people together. We're talking about billions of people on the face of the planet. Family, they will not be billions saved. Scripture does not support that. Does not support that. There will not be billions saved. Sorry to say that, but that's scripture. That's word. That was said, what it says, a third. Again, that was brought out because if you want superpowers, word of Yahweh tells us how to get it and where is that. And what you need, right? Because it's already here in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Already here. Let's move on to our main scripture, what we read every week. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And by their testimony, they love not their lives, not unto death. You want the power, Torah, and Yahushua. Grow within that. Be obedient within who Yahushua is. Be obedient to that. stay on course, man. Stay on course. And let's get to the blood. Yes, we're teaching about the blood, but there's something just as important or something as believers should be on the forefront of our minds, just as important. And just what we just read goes exactly with what we're going to read. Because, yes, we're going to read Exodus chapter 11 and chapter 12. We're going to get to 12. We're going to go 1 through 14. And that is the story of Pesach. Because the story of Pesach breaks down and shows us exactly about the blood and where the blood should be. But a lot of people miss. A lot of people don't connect what else was happening at the exact same time. When the blood went across the mantle and the side post, something else went across too. Something else went out. Because of that, something else went out. And if it did not see the blood, something happened. Same thing that's happening today. Yahweh is sealing his people with the blood of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. With the blood of his son. He's putting it on you. He's putting it on you. And so much more we could talk about that, but we'll leave that for later on. We'll leave that for later on then, because man has really done the work on how people see. Hasatan has really done the work, how people see and how they see even fighting demons and how they see even casting out demons. He has really done the work on them. How they see angels, really done the work. You know, everybody talks about their guardian angel. And when you sit back and go through, very seldom do you see an angel guarding a human being. Very seldom you see that. Very seldom, I mean, you read that. But what you do come to understand what happened is Yahushua gave you authority. He gives authority to his Talmudim, his taught ones, male or female. And what they have outranks, as again we talked about last week, these unclean spirits, even the fallen angels, those who walked away with Hillel. You outrank them. He gave you that power. He gave you that authority. But what Hillel's job is for you not to ever to walk in that authority or that power. Talked about the story of Brother Daniel and what happened with him and what was being done with Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel prayed. Scripture said he prayed and he fasted for 21 days. But Scripture also talks about how an angel came and held up the answer from another angel. Why would that happen? What was that about? Because at that time, he wanted Brother Daniel to get to lose focus and start doubting. But Daniel never lost focus. He continued to pray, continued to stay within the connection of Yahweh. Brother Yahushua said it like this, is some come out with prayer and fasting. Where was Yahushua pulling that from? Some come out with prayer and fasting. Daniel prayed and fasted for 21 days. He never gave up. Go to Exodus 11, family, and read. It's not going to be that long tonight, family. And Yahweh said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go. Hence, when he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out. Hence, they're all together. Excuse me. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold, And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith Yahweh, about midnight will I go out in the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is bound behind the mill, and all the firstborn of these. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, man or beast, that you may know how that Yahweh doth put difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Amen. Let's just take this thought, right? There's a plague, right? And as the plague is going out, Yahweh said, I'm going to put difference between the Egyptians and Israel. I'm going to put a difference. Let's think now, because we're in a plague right now, family. And this is just food for thought. This came to mind. In that, what Yahweh said he was going to do. So there's work Yahweh's doing while the plague is going out, Israel. Hearing to the voice of Yahweh. Or you want to be like the Egyptians, this world. Because Yahweh said he's going to make a difference between you and this world. Amen? Cool for thought. There's a nice little nugget that Yahweh keeps in his word. Full of nuggets. Amen? And all these, thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And Yahweh said unto him, unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aharon did wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Let's move over to 12, family. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aharon in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of their of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make you your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the house, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herb they shall eat it. Eat not, or eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head, his legs, and with the prudence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. Amen. For I will pass the land of Mitzrayim this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, both man and beast. And against all gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. Amen. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Mitzrayim. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh. Throughout your generation, you shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Amen. 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 So at the exact same time, covering, the scripture just said it's to be a covering for you. The plague is not to destroy you, Israel. It's not to destroy you. It's not to destroy us, Israel. It's not. Because you're covered. But those who are not covered, at the same time, judgment was going out. Same time. The story of Pesach is a twofold thing. Covering and judgment. Covering and judgment. You're separating yourselves within this plague. You're separating yourselves. Or do we long to get back out there? We long for things to get back on track. It's food for thought, family. But no, as this plague is going on, Scripture says, should not touch Israel, not to destroy it. But that don't mean it ain't going to touch us. But it ain't for us to be destroyed, Because judgment is going out at the same time. Judgment. This was judgment put on Israel, put on these fallen angels, these Malachim. Because we know that Israel had no real gods down there. We know that these were the demons. These were fallen angels doing these things. So that judgment poured on them. God's about there. None. It's only one. Scripture says, all the gods of the nations are idols. Fallen demons. Demons, period. All the gods. Look for another one. There's no other one out there. There is no other one. And let's finish out this family. Let's get into the meat of what's hidden in our heart. And told out to Brother Dave Well, he brought this out. When eighth day. Now we're gonna bring it back out for us again. So we're going to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 31. We're gonna start at one. Two things in here though, three things. One, I believe we read now we're down to 38. We read down to 38, family. And that's like, let's Shema this. Let's hear this. Because again, we still talk about strongholds. If you was listening, you would hear the stronghold. You'll hear the point of strongholds. What's hidden in our hearts. And he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and beheld it was not towards him as before. And Yahweh said unto, turn unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Ooh, and that was a beautiful lesson that Ari gave Brother Daniel about this. That was a beautiful lesson. He was because if you take the whole thing and see what Yahweh did with this word, beautiful. Because right here, and he took the life of a believer who left where we were. We was in sin. We was in sin to halal, Satan. And this life journey that we got to return back to our Father house. Why? Because he brought out how Yahushua said that I go and make a way. I mean, he's going back to our Father house, and I'm going to make sure that y'all have rooms to live. Y'all have somewhere to come. But the light, he took it and showed us as a journey of a believer's life. Went away from their former life and their former father, which is halal, Satan, and now returning to Yahushua, our true father. Beautiful lesson. I'm going to have a beautiful lesson. Told out of Yah for that. And Yahweh said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy father and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah, to the field unto his flock. And he said unto them, I see your father's countenance that is not toward me as before, but Yah of my father, Elohim of my father, have been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father have deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But Elohim suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckles. He said thus, the ring stock shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring stock. Thus Elohim have taken away the cattle of your father and have given them to me. And it came to pass at that time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which bleat upon the cattle and which ring stop, speckled and gristled. Angel of Yah of Elohim spake unto me in a dream, saying, Yaakov. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams which bleat upon the cattle, are ringstalk, speckled, and gristled, for I have seen all that Laban have doeth unto thee. See, right there, right? And this is our life. This is the believer's life, right? And this is Yahweh has sent the angel down, because they all by order. It didn't just pop up to see you. We can to Revelation, and Revelation say that Yah sent the word to Yahushua, and Yahushua sent to an angel, and the angel sent it to John, right? That's the order right there. Everything is coming from Yah, or Yahweh at this time. And Yahweh is seeing what happened to us, each and every human being, or each and every believer, because he's paying more attention to those who are striving to do his will, right? So he sees this. He said, I see what Laban, your father, has done to you. But within that right there, he showed us something. He showed us just in that one verse, things. He showed us what's happening to us and how it's happening to us. And he showed us a little other something too. So let's go and let's look up these things. You know, he said, where we at in 12, he said, and he has said, lift up now thy eyes, and I see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are first ringstalk. You know, so you go, you look, and you look up the word ringstalk comes from the Hebrew 6:1-23. And it says, to tie with thong, bind. Remember who's doing all this. He sees what Laban doing. to you right here. Apostle Tom, right? Remember the story with David also. I see how he is tying you down. He is binding you. What? Some of these strongholds that's on us, right? Some of these things that's keeping us from moving forward, that's keeping us from coming and walking into the power of Yahweh, as we remember in the book of Joshua. I see everything. I see everything inside of you. I see everything that's connected to you. Right? So he said, I see the thongs. I see what's binding you, what's holding you back. Right? All within the scripture. And he said, the speckle. You know, the speckle is from the Hebrews 5:3-4:8 to mark. Branding, as in branding. Something that's marking you. I see that. See how you have been marked, branded. What? Why do you put this in this scripture? How are we going to look up these words and this was coming out of it? And branding, mocking, taking ownership of us, right? Talking about these strongholds. Gristle to hell, right? Something that's hardening. It's hardened. Hell, right? And it's talking about as if in a hard substance. I see how you are being hardened towards me. See these strongholds that's on you. Turn back unto me. Come to me. Get to me. So I can unbrand you. I can mark you with my mark. I can take those shackles off of you. I can take away that stony heart that's on you. What are we talking about? I will see it all. Ain't nothing we hiding. Word, everything about us is in there. And even for those who've been following just a little bit closer, just a little bit closer. Why is Laban name mean white? Now you go back and you look at all those three definitions that he talked about, the gristle, the ring stalk, the speckle, somebody that's putting shackles on you, somebody that's branding you, somebody that's making you hard. That slavery that Israel was going to go through, and who was going to have them enslaved and chained? See that in that. In the world, I see what this white man is doing to you. You know we're not racist yet. We're going to speak the truth, though. It's there for a reason. Dan used to tell us all the time, there's nothing there that's idle in the word of Yahweh. Nothing idle in the word of Yahweh. Everything in there for a reason. Just take his spirit to get us to go in there and look where places we haven't looked before. But it's there. It's there. Ooh, I tell you, let's just surrender to Yahweh, because he sees all and knows all. Let's just do that. We want the power, let's just surrender. Cry out, Abba, remove these strongholds upon me. Remove them. Show me what's hindering me. That we said it like this, search me out. If any unclean thing desire to live with you, to serve you, and they're there. We need to get into these spirits and the names of them and how they coming in. We won't get into that. We won't get into that before it's over with. I would just want to know, I see this. I see what's going on with us. I see it. We are spiritual beings. covered by this flesh. This flesh gonna die and the spirit gonna live on. We cannot see in the spiritual world. Frankly, we really don't want to, right? We don't want to do that. That world, if you ain't prepared for it, woo! And hey, it ain't what they show on television. No, sir, it's power there. It's power. You're talking about heavenly beings, spiritual beings. It's power. We want to be endowed with Yahweh's power, his spirit, his ruach. We want the fullness of Yahushua to dwell in us. Everybody in this world wants some type of special ability. Everybody. Everybody in this world wants to be recognized one way or another. Everybody in this world want some type of pat on the back. And in the street terminology, they want clout. They want clout. The street terminology. You know, in the Italian gangsters, they want to be made. They want to, what their term is, they want made men. They want to be made within the family. Everybody, in one shape or another, even if you work on a job, you want to be recognized by your boss. You want to move up. Everybody, one shape or another. But in the spiritual world, that's where you really want to be made. In the spiritual world, that's where you want to have clout. Right or wrong? Think about it. Let's go to a story that's in the book of Acts. Brother walking around, casting out demons in the name of Yahushua, in the name of Paul. And it said that the demons jumped on him. Before they jumped on him, they asked who he was. He wasn't a made man. The demons knew that. And what the scripture said they did, they jumped on him, beat the mess out of man. Breaks off of him, as the hopper say. He wasn't made. Time a demon come back, happy, smiling and joking and coming to Yahushua, all excited. Yahushua sitting there, and we casting out demons now. Yahushua, that's nothing. Marvel that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Marvel that you are made man. Marvel that you have clout in the heavenly places. I gave you power. I made you in the heavenly places. But we're so connected to this world. It's hard to get there. It's hard to walk around heavenly minded. It's hard to walk around in that spirit. Because we're so connected to this world. It's hard to elevate. It's hard and it's not hard. It's hard and it's not hard. Let's move on with the story. Let's go on back to 12, family. But do y'all see that? Y'all see what Abba said? I see this. I see how he branded you. I see how he changed you. I see how he made you hard. See where these things took place in your life. That's changing you. It made you hard. Take that hard heart and soften it. Give the apple. He can do it. 12, one more time, family. And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle, are ringstalk, speckled, and griffin, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. Huh? Huh? I am the mighty one, the house of El. Amen. Where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? And when I first read that, you know, I went the other way with that. I thought, as when you first read it, when I first read it, I thought like they were saying, yeah, hold up now, we can't get no inheritance of our father's house. Come on now, that ain't right. Let us get some inheritance of our father. You know, and my mind was running all the way across the street with that, and y'all, we had to reel it back in. No, that's not what they're saying. Bring it back. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, yes, we will leave. We don't need no inheritance of our father. Why? Because we'll serve Yahweh. Average believer, right? Average believer say that. Yes, take that debt. Yes, we're going to serve him. Yes, we're going to do what he asks us. Yes, we obey him. Yes, we are part of the covenant. We don't need no inheritance. We don't need to live that life that we used to live. Right? All believers say that. Let's continue in the story. 14 again. Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? See how they're going the opposite now. Hey, he looking at us as we strangers. For he has sold us and has quite devour also our money. We have nothing left there, right? We ain't got nothing left there. Matter of fact, I'm so tired, I'm walking away. I will walk with you to your father's house. I will follow you, Yahushua, wherever you go. I will follow you. There's nothing back there for me but sin. So I'll follow you wherever you go. And that's us as believers, right? That's us. For all the riches which Yah have taken from our father that is ours and our children, now then, whatsoever Elohim has said unto thee, do. You know, our father ain't got nothing. You got it all now, Yaakov. You come to find out, he is the great deceiver. He has nothing. Yahushua has it all. Right? As believers. Then Yaakov arose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle of his gods, which he had gotten. The cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the image that were her father's. What? Hold on. We don't need nothing from our father right now. He ain't got nothing for me anyway. Everything he had was taken by you. So we will follow you wherever you go at. Yahushua said, yeah, right. See, you saying that, but there's something still a part of you that you don't really know yourself. But that's all right. You keep walking this way, and I will lead you and guide you into all truth, even about yourself. Right? How we know that, right? Brother Kevin, you know what? I will die for you. I don't care who come up against you, blood, no matter who it is, I'm on the front line for you, Yahushua. Sure, Brother Kevin said, oh, no, that the fire got too hot. Got too hot. I don't know. Right? We know that. Same thing, believers. I follow you. I do what you need me to do. What's scripture say? She took something from her father. She stole something. She had to have something to still connect her to her father, right? That's us. We don't know some of the things that still have us connected to the world or to Hasatan, right or wrong. But that's why we go through these words, right? Because Abba's showing us. He's showing us who we are and what's deep down in us. Do we want to know? We want to live for him freely. We want to remove these unclean spirits. 19 again. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the image that were her father's. And Yaakov stole away unawares to Laban, the siren, in that he told him not, that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose over the river and set his face toward the Mount of Galaad. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. Excuse me, John. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount of Galaad. And Elohim came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Yaakov either good or bad. Now, you know, that's bad right there. That's power. That's power. And who Laban is really pointing to right now. So think of yourself as a believer and see Laban as house of time. Same thing with our brother Job, right? Yeah. I've been looking at Job. But you got a hedge around him. His word, your word is protecting him, right? Because we understand that the hedge is nothing but the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh. And we step out of the word of Yahweh, you step out the hedge. You step out of that. So that when you step out of the word, he gets to go run to Abba. Hey, they just stepped out of the word. And your word says, when they do wrong, I can have them. The word of Yahweh is beautiful. It's alive. It's living, family. It lives. It grows. It feeds us on a daily if we allow it to. Then Laban, 25. Then Laban overtook Yaakov. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brothers pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, what have thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters and captives taken with thy sword, as captives taken with thy sword? For dost thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp, and has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. Excuse me. It is in the power of my hand to do hurt, to do you hurt. But the Elohim of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou shalt speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Hold up. Then it's really not in your power. Because if Yahweh told you, don't you even go and be disrespectful with your words to Yaakov. Your words have to be smooth. Your words may not be too high. They may not be too low. I'm correct when you come talk to him. So what, you had no power in your hand because you didn't try. You didn't test him. You ain't none of that. You ain't tested he was lying. You know what, though? In that dream, he was lying to me. I'm going to go, this boy didn't wrong me. I'm going to get him. You ain't test that. You believe that. So was no power in your hands. Same as Job and Hasatan. Same today. He has no power. Tell him something. He got to obey it. This the devil, and he shall flee from you. Power to hurt you. It's all a deception, all about our minds. 30. And now, though thou wouldest need to be gone, because thou saw longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my God? Hold up now. Oh, hold on. That right there is a red flag in his own. Hold up, man. You mean tell me you got some gods that can be stolen? How foolish is that? Man, you stole my God. You got a God that can be stolen? I can steal your God? How mighty is he? And the foolishness of man. the foolishness of man, man. You got a God that somebody can steal, somebody can put and put in their pocket and walk out your front door with your God. So man, I mean, but he's hot about that. Cause this really happened. He's hot. Laban is hot about that. Bump all the rest of the stuff, man. You stole my God. You walked out. You walked away from me with my God in your pocket. Let me read that again. Yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughter from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy mighty ones, let me not live. Before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me. Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. But she said in the beginning, right, we have no need for our father's stuff. We don't need nothing because he ain't got nothing that we need, right? That's us as believers. The world don't got nothing to offer us. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to walk and live as Yahushua want me to live, not knowing that we still got these things deep down in us. We're still connected. Still connected. And Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent and into the two manservants' tent, but he found them not. Then went he out in Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. And Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and set upon them, and Laban searched all the tents, but found them not. See, Hasatan can't find everything about you, but Yahweh can. He don't have that power. Yahweh can find everything out about us, even our thoughts. He said he know afar off, right? Hasatan can't design our thoughts. He can't do that. He may can project thoughts into us. He may suggest thoughts. But he can't discern them. He may can get to know us and who we are, but he cannot discern our thoughts. He don't have that power. Right? But Yahweh has that power. In 5:35, and she said to her father, let it not be displeased, my lord, that I cannot rise up before thee, for the sum of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was wroth and charged with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge between us both. And I'm going to stop right there, family. But again, Laban found nothing. Yahweh sees all. Yahweh sees all that's deep down in us. Everything. Everything, family. Now, I got another scripture to read. And we're going to end with this scripture. And food for thought. It's just food for thought. It's just something to chew on for the weekend, chew on for the rest of the night. And at your convenience, again, these things are archived. So we can go back and we can listen to you over and over in case we missed something, in case we had to step away for one thing. But here's the thing. And what we read in the Psalms 82, we're going to finish out with Psalms 82, talking to Abba. And why was this psalm written? Why was this written? And then let's bring it for today. This is something that you can munch on throughout the week, munch on to the rest of the Sabbath. But Psalms 82. Psalms 82. We're going to end with that for tomorrow. A psalm of Asaph. Elohim standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the mighty ones. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Salah. Defend the poor. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, you are mighty ones, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, Elohim, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all the nations. So thou, Israel, for listening once again, let me get to the closing benediction. That is the end of Strongholds, chapter 3, what is in your heart. Thank you once again for listening. For those who will listen in the future, may Abba give us the understanding. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy in power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the young. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisra'ah with shalom. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Your word, Father, we thank you for that, Father. Father, may it take root within our mind, may it take root within our ruach, Father. May it clean out anything that you see unfit to follow you, Father, that you see that hinder us from doing thy will, Father, from walking in thy path, Father, for being Mashiachs on this planet, Father, anointed ones on this world, Father. For you have set us up as salt, Father. You have set us up as lights in this world, Father. May we bright, be shine bright, and may we be full of flavor, Father. Father, ask and pray for all those who are listening, Father, that you continue to lift us up, Father. Continue to hedge us around with thy word, Father. May your word be a two-edged sword in our mouth, Father, and a shield around us, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Israel.
is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is the story. Your words jump at me like a picture. So perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. Protect all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back.
In the 9,000.